Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Of Houston, Texas, we don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up.
Got a little show going on over here.
Now let that guitar fall in.
March Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we listen to Archie do his James Brown impression talking to the band.
Up on an organ now.
Would have been his birthday today.
Yeah, you do the
dino. I'm trying to talk to you. Anyway, yeah. Archie Bell in the drill. Archie Bell, birthday.
All right.
So we want to throw that on there for you. The one song on this Sunday morning. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and a happy Labor Day weekend to everybody in East Cobb.
Just in East Cobb. East Cobb. This whole area?
The whole area.
All right.
I'm just throwing out East Cobb. I live in West Cobb. We're going to throw out East Cobb. All right. You folks over there.
All the folks over there.
Yeah. And have a, you know, just a safe weekend, having some fun with the fact that, you know, I like to throw out the amateur night, amateur day analogy, but it is. It is a lot of people going to be out there on the lake, as we like to say,
mm-hmm.
Let folks know you're going out there.
Yep. Somebody that's not going, somebody that's staying on dry land.
Today, tomorrow.
You're going to be out there, right?
And you got, unfortunately, we got to deal with some rain, some crazy weather. It's like either come and drench us all day, but this sunny part of the day, then late in the afternoon, you get all set up, then boom,
yep.
Clouds open up.
That's what well, our seasons are changing, so that's what we get.
That's what we got going on here. So just be very, very careful
there
out there.
There we go.
On this this holiday weekend. Miles Garrett from Fox 5 is going to be joining us next. I'm trying to think of some of the things that we talked about here. I want to mention this again. If you have not had a chance to check it out, we spent a good deal of time, many years, when esports was popping, talking about the sport and then all the athletes and the people who bought in to these teams. Well, in June, ESPN put out another one of those 30 for 30s, and it's on the, it's the rise and fall of FaZe Clan. I may be saying that wrong. FaZe Clan? FaZe Clan. That was a team. The first professional esports team to make it big. Anyway, it chronicles how these guys individually came together. The stupid amount of money these 18-year-olds were making, and then the fallout from it. And then how eventually, which I'm not telling tales out of school here, Jerry Jones ended up buying these guys. buying the club. So anyway, it's a good watch if you want to, you know, check that out. It's on, because I saw it, then I saw they had a 30 for 30 on that, and then afterwards, Michael Chang. I didn't know they had done one on him. So, you know.
Interesting tennis career.
It really was, but he did the one thing I wanted him to. He beat Lendl on the big stage.
And the way he did it.
I don't remember watching. I just remember it happened.
Yeah. I mean, he did stuff like underhand serve and stood in the service box, in the box where the ball has to land.
Right.
He said, "Hit me." He just stood there.
Really?
Yeah. It was. He had done the Jedi mind trick on this dude, man. He was gone. And like you said, Linda was this Darth Vader type.
He really was.
Character.
You're talking about a machine.
But he totally broke that guy down. It was incredible, an incredible performance.
Wow.
And he was, I think he was the first American, I think since Tony Trabert back in the early 60s to like win the French Open.
But also the first Asian American.
Yep.
To win it. And the way, like you're describing, the way he did it.
Yeah.
Was something special.
Had the wheels. I mean, that's the thing, the quickness that he had on court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes you get a guy like that, maybe not the most overpowering person. But if he knows how to survive in points and just keep it, as some old coaches would say, just give it back to him one more time.
Just give it back to him one more time.
He's going to dump it in the net. He's going to hit it out. So just get it back to him one more time, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the thing that he used even at that level. He was going to run it down. You know, he's going to be that human backboard and just going to give it to you one more chance to take the gas. Here you go. You know what I mean? And that's just how
it is. It was the timing of when he played was his problem, right? Because he was there when Agassi and
Sampras
were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk about Lendl. I don't know if those European guys were still around. The Mats Wielander and all those guys were past
it,
right?
They're kind of passing Becker.
Becker, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
but who was coming up? Was that the beginning of Federer in those times when he was there?
I mean, Federer was like the end of Sampras. Because they only played at Wimbledon, I think, once. It was kind of like Steffi and Serena. You know, they only overlapped for a hot minute. You know, one was on the way out, and that was during that time.
Speaking of which, today was the day that Chris Everett. I should have saved this for Karen. She became the first tennis player to amass 100 matches.
Wow.
Chris Everett. Today was the day, and it was like way back in the 80s. But she was the first tennis. They say men or women. To win 100 matches.
And you know what? She probably did won so many of those matches in the United States because we had so many more tournaments in the United States back then.
Yeah.
And now the tournaments have gone global, and we only got a handful of tournaments in the United States now.
Mm.
It's amazing how that all changed.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we sit here on this September 1st, tomorrow, of course, being the 2nd and officially Labor Day, the unofficial end of the summer. Noel, when you have a second, I'd love you to join us. But want to spend this segment talking about what we've seen so far this year as far as this summer and sports and what's going to be your takeaway from the – I guess it's easy to say the Olympics because they only happen every 4 years and things from that.
Yep.
But I don't know that I have a special moment from the Olympics that trumps a couple things that I – all right, I'll just start this off. For me, everything Ohtani from this summer.
Okay.
Just what this dude has done. They took one element of his specialness away. He ain't pitching. So what does he do? He goes out and adds another thing that you didn't know he could do as far as stealing bases. And becomes this 40-40, which may be a 50-50 man before it's all said and done.
True. True.
So, yeah, for me, that's...
Coming soon to a ballpark near you. You think we're in the last month of the season and the Dodgers haven't been to Atlanta yet.
No.
You know, they're a couple of weeks away. And I got a friend of mine out in L.A. that keeps up with the Dodgers and whatnot. Our guys are heading down there. And the thing, and talking with her, the thing she really hopes is that Freddie Freeman is able to come and play. He's had, he's been with the team
with
and taking breaks with the team, with the health of his son. And, she's really hoping. And I think the fans here are really hoping that he is able to come with the team and play here in Atlanta.
Consecutive home runs last night, speaking of Freddie.
Yeah.
Ohtani, Betts, and him.
Beating the
Diamondbacks, which is good because they sit atop the wild card. So you want to do everything you can to help the Braves. Listen, man, just get the split tonight. Beat Philadelphia and do what you got to do and hope that people get to Philly. But also pray that San Diego starts going on a little slump.
Yeah. Got Spencer Schwellenbach that's going to pitch tonight. And he's the guy that's been showing you that he's, should be a part of this starting rotation. I think he's earned that. Let's see if they can go out and get some runs for him. It's going to be tough, though. You're facing Aaron Nola, and you know what you get. You know what you get when you're taking on Philadelphia, and that guy's on the mound.
If the Braves were to make up these six games, I expect that they don't really need to do. They should need to get to the playoffs. I mean, to the wild card.
Yeah.
But were they to do that, and you kind of schooled me on a couple things when I brought this up last week. Does Brian Snitker get manager of the year?
Should. I don't know if he will.
No, but should he get it?
But he should. I, because of the job that he's done.
That's what I'm saying.
With this team under these circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to say when everything goes as planned, you know, and you're at the top of the division and your team is nice and healthy and the players you expect to deliver for you. But when you've had to do some things like this team has done, my goodness. And, you know, he's still got them there with an opportunity to get in. When it comes to the postseason, all you want to do is get to the gate, right?
Right, but you get that award by what happens in a regular season. So if they ascend up or even just behind Philadelphia, tie it or just behind them, maybe move up a couple notches as far as wild card, that doesn't get it. But if they were to come back and win this division, Philly falls, Braves move ahead of them, they make up these six games in this last month and a game or two, does he get the does he get the manager of the year? I'm looking at what's going on. Philadelphia, it's either Brian Snitker or nobody in as far as the East. Milwaukee, were they expected to be the juggernaut they've been this year? Does he get that? They're sitting 10 games ahead of the Cubs.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So yep. I'm wondering if that's where the award goes, regardless of what Snitker does.
That could be. Well, what about out in L.A.? I mean, you know.
Look what they've got. What adversity?
Okay, but that's the thing. You know, they were out bets. They were without bets for a time this season.
Okay.
You know, so they've had some things they have to deal with.
By the way, Kershaw's on the IL again.
That's the thing. They're starting
pitching.
But
he wasn't Kershaw starting on the season.
Their starting pitching has always been a bit of a question for this team. You know they're going to hit. You know they're going to produce runs. How would their pitching be? And that has come together for them. So, you know.
We'll see. What's somebody's takeaway?
This is that month. That's month.
Okay. But mine was baseball. When you think about these last few months, as far as the summer, you know, takeaway for you?
I mean, when you talk about baseball with me, it goes all the way back to when the season began. And we started the season here celebrating the 50th year of 715. And I think that was big. And I want to encourage people, if you haven't been to the Atlanta History Center, maybe it's open tomorrow, it'd be a good time to go and see the exhibit that's there that honors Hank Aaron. Something cool to do tomorrow if you have the Monday free. But I think that's great. Obviously, the Olympics is something that, because we only get to see it once every 4 years.
I thought you were going to say the Willie Mays game. Over there in Birmingham.
That was true as well. That's true as well, as I wear this shirt with Rick.
That's what I was thinking about it, man.
that was a big moment in Birmingham, to go there and reflect on that, the timing of his passing, and the comments from Reggie Jackson that were made during that time.
You need to go back and listen to that. We can't replay all that here. Yeah, you need to go YouTube that.
Reggie made it sound like he played there for 3 years. He only played there 3 months.
Really?
But maybe 3 months felt like 3 years to him. He was there all of 3 months.
Really?
That's all, as long as he played.
And we're talking, what, 66, 67?
Something like that, 67.
Because I know he landed in Oakland 68.
Yep. So, I mean, he was there for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. The team came there to play an exhibition game, and they took him with them the next day. So, yep. You remember that? Remember going to see him play a couple of times. Yep, I think that's what was also something big as well. But also what the Falcons did, you know, this
year.
There you go. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
And with the quarterback, the efficiency with this team in recent years. And they threw two punches at it. You know, they bring in the experience, and then they go and draft for the future. So I think that's probably – and we wait to see next week. We're a week away from seeing it all roll out, you know, against Pittsburgh. But that raised the level of anticipation. And so we're looking forward to something great this season.
I know we got to go, and I didn't get a chance to bring Noelle in here, but I didn't see her waving her hands like she was open. But one of the other stories you take away is what is next for the NBA.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I believe this was her first number one hit.
Was it?
Her.
As a solo.
As a solo. Her first number one. So I wanted to be sure to throw that on there. And you want to guess the year?
You must year. Try to ignore that.
The world's going crazy. Here we go.
All right.
1984. Tina's first number one solo.
Wow. Okay.
All that Ike and Tina don't count.
Right.
Which, by the way, I believe Miles has every one of those albums.
You think so?
Yeah, he's got all
the Ike. Might.
He got the Ike and Tina Turner collection. Miles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Happy holiday weekend, buddy.
Happy holiday weekend, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I have a story that could scare you. Now that you are signed as an actor, I didn't have this as our story of the week, Sam, and I should have. I had a callback this week, and when you have a callback, it's a big deal, right? It's like you and one other person, and it's been very, very slow these days. And so I had something that was really special. It was a national commercial with I can't say anything more, but
okay.
It was a national commercial, and I got a callback on Tuesday. Right, and it was a Zoom call. Shout out to Brian Beagle. Everybody knows Brian Beagle in the area here. So I get set up. I get back into the outfit that I wore in my regular audition, my taped audition, and I'm set. And they call me in, and all the producers and everybody is on the screen, and I'm doing my thing here. And at the same time, unbeknownst to me, the guy came by to do the lawn, you know, that you have scheduled every month, right. And he's out there doing the lawn,
and
he starts, and what did I tell you I had in my house all week long?
Yeah.
I had not one, but two dogs, who were not expecting somebody to come to the door and started barking while they said, okay, Greg, you ready to go? Hit it. And these dogs are barking loud while I'm hitting this audition. Wow. And I screwed it up so bad that I won't get the call. I know I ain't getting the call. But I wanted to scare Miles because now he's signed. He's going to have auditions.
See, now why do you want
to
do that?
I want to tell him that to make sure you have everything that could make, you know, just pull you out of character. Eliminate that from the house because I didn't do that. And I thought, and I was mad as you know what afterwards. I should have shut them in a room two floors away or whatever outside, and I didn't do that. And it's on me. And yeah. I can't use that as an excuse why I didn't get this job. But I did, and I don't know why I chose to tell that while it's Miles' segment, but
he's an actor, too. Yeah, because he's waiting to talk about
Miles, sorry about that, buddy. He'll take some notes from that. He'll know.
I'll make sure my dog Dansby's not in the room.
Oh. Just broke a story there. He's got a dog named Dansby. He names it after a shortstop.
Should have renamed him Orlando. I don't know what the deal is.
Dansby's fine. Well, spending time on the waitfor.com outline with Miles Garrett. He is social. Always find him at Miles Garrett TV. At Miles Garrett TV, a couple of places I want to go with you, but let's start with the dogs yesterday and what we got to see them do. Through the first half, I said, my goodness, Georgia and Clemson have no offensive touchdowns through the last six quarters the two teams have played, and then the Georgia offense found a way to come around in the second half. Well, how did you see it?
Well, look, I mean, this is basically the same Georgia that we saw all of last year. We went to basically every single Georgia game, and you know, it was a very similar story. Georgia is very much a second half team. They don't, I guess you could call it, they do start very slow. Like, whether that's, you know, I feel like a typical Georgia first half that we saw last year would be one or two field goals from Peyton Woodring and maybe a touchdown. I feel like it'd be a lot of 10-0, 6-0, 13-0 first half for Georgia. And we saw that again yesterday. And then you see the heck of a second half adjustment there made by Mike Bobo and his offensive staff. And the defense obviously stands pat there. And it's kind of just another Georgia Saturday. And I predicted that Georgia would relatively handle Clemson just from a talent standpoint. And obviously what Dabo has been doing, or rather maybe not doing, with the transfer portal and NIL, I think it was pretty predictable from that perspective. So, I think it was just sort of business as usual for Georgia. This is what we've come to expect out of this team, and I expect to see more of that this year.
Watching to see that. Thunk about Carson Beck. And I got to see him tuck it and run a few times yesterday, which is something we hadn't noticed as much. But that was good to see, too. For future reference, this guy is versatile and can do that if he needs to.
Yeah, I see Carson very much as like a Matthew Stafford type when it comes to using his legs. Because back when he was at Georgia, Stafford, he kind of had that ability to do it and to like create plays where, you know, if nothing's going on, he can move. And, you know, you don't see him do that a whole lot in the NFL. But I do think they're very similar in regards of, you know, arm strength, size, speed. Like, I think they're very similar types in that regard. So obviously you don't want to see Carson get too banged up being your main QB1. You never want to see your quarterback take any unnecessary hits that he doesn't have to take. But he had a couple of big runs yesterday. I think a couple that were big first down runs on, you know, third and 10 or second and 10 situations. They weren't like third and short, if I can recall correctly, at least. But made a few big plays there. And, yeah, that's necessary. Does what it takes to make sure that his team gets the first down. And up there in the booth with us, we noticed the Giants general manager was there. So maybe he might be looking for his future QB1.
Maybe so. Well, what about targets? People thought with him losing his top two receivers, favorite targets last year, who would emerge this year? And we saw some guys step up and make some catches yesterday.
Yeah, how about the newbies, right? You got London Humphreys coming from Vanderbilt. You got Lawson Lucky. You got a whole bunch of guys. I mean, he's the new tight end, of course, but the team was really using the transfer portal as well as the freshman. Colby Young as well, coming from Miami. All these new guys scoring touchdowns. And how about Nate Frazier? Goodness, this guy looks like he's going to be the next RB.
Oh, Max, I think Miles, we've lost you there. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I think we've lost
you. Got me?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We got you back. We got you back.
Yeah, you must have.
Okay.
You mentioned Frazier being the running back. What he's doing, because we know we got the running back who is supposed to be number one that's kind of sitting on the side for right now. Whenever he rejoins the team, That's going to bolster your running game as well. But Frazier was impressive yesterday.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I was saying. As soon as I guess I lost you there. But yes, no, Nate Frazier looked incredible. Nick Saban even said pregame that this is the guy that he's looking at as being the best running back on Georgia's roster. I believe he comes from modern day, just an absolute factory out there in California. So he's going to be good. Obviously, you know, we haven't seen what ETN can do for this team yet, but I imagine he'll be pretty decent just given the track record that we know of him. And then you got Cash Jones, who even scores a touchdown late in the game, gets that nice stiff arm to get into the end zone. And you got guys who are still recovering from injury, of course, like Branson Robinson and, you know, a couple other guys that you can use in that game. You know, Dylan Bell, I'm not quite sure what his position is, whether that's running back or wide receiver. I feel like he's their Cordarrelle Patterson of sorts, whether they want to use him as a running back or a wide receiver. But long story short, it seems like this team is just stacked offensively. They did lose Brock Bowers. They lose Ladd McConkey, but they get all these other new guys in there to basically take their place, and it looks like they're stepping in almost seamlessly.
Miles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sorry about stepping on the beginning of your segment with my insignificant information. It just popped right out there real quick there. Hey, listen, how long do you think Dabo can stay on that hill as far as not dealing with the transfer portal?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's a matter of how they finish off this season, honestly, because I think there's been a sour taste in the mouth of Clemson fans the last couple of seasons, the way they have fallen short, I would assume, of expectations. Look, I mean, App State is no joke next week. You've got them, and then you've got a ranked NC State, a ranked Florida State, and, you know, it's not a very easy schedule, per se, for Clemson standards. I mean, I know if this was Clemson of maybe 5 years ago, this would probably be a cakewalk, but this is not the same Clemson team, and I think yesterday really established a lot of question marks at quarterback, too, because I think Cade Klubnik has leading some doubts on the field right now as far as what he can do. There was not a lot of downfield passing for them. And again, all of this is very much a reflection of the recruiting that Dabo has done and obviously the lack of use of the transfer portal, because at some point you're going to have to catch up. And I think Georgia Tech really is a great example of them doing it the right way as far as getting NIL and getting transfer portal. If we're talking about another ACC team, I feel like that's a team that's on the rise right now because of the way they're using the transfer portal and NIL, whereas Clemson seems to be ignoring it, and I think they're paying the price for it.
And not only that, I think this came up, too, as we watched, and if you want to believe that one of the reasons that Nick Saban decided to now be a part of ESPN is because of the transfer portal and the changing nature of college football. If there was a conversation, because remember, if you watched that game day yesterday, there was a little back and forth where they asked Dabo Swinney if he had had a conversation with Alabama now that Mr. Saban's sitting there at the desk with him, and he just made it sound like, well, me and Coach talked a little bit, but we're not going to share those conversations. I wonder if they did reach out to him. And his stance on the transfer portal came out during those conversations. And they said, well, you know what? As much as we like to have a guy who, you know, went here and is tight with Coach like you are and your name, if you're not going to get with what's going on in 2024, good luck with you guys over there in South Carolina. And we'll find another coach here in Alabama. I don't know that it did happen, but I just wonder if he had that stance when they were reaching out and talking to people.
Well, if he did have that stance, I can certainly see why Alabama decided to move on and move on very quickly, because that is just not the way college football is moving right now. And again, yesterday was a very prime example of that. You know, Clemson, not too long ago, was very much right there with Georgia from a purely talent perspective. I mean, if we want to go back to the 2021 opener, I believe it was, against Clemson, I think that was a very close game, and we all know how historically good that Georgia team was. So, I mean, for Georgia to make that game close and have the season they did versus a 34-3 drubbing, I think is very much indicative of the talent gap that now exists between these two teams.
Yep.
I thought you were going to jump in there.
No, I don't. No. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to jump into it before we take off, Miles. We're a week away from things getting started with the Falcons. You've been keeping an eye on things at Flowery Branch. What are we expecting next Sunday? What are you expecting from a group of guys who have played no time in preseason games, who've only been, you know, scrimmaging and practicing and whatnot? Are we going to roll out and play against a Pittsburgh team that has a lot of confusion at the quarterback
spot? Dad's going to say they ain't bringing nothing scary.
So I mean, what are we going to see when we open up this box of Cracker Jacks next Sunday?
Well, Sam, I am expecting, keyword, expecting good things, because that's what we've been preached all offseason, and that's what we've seen from this team, from all the additions. Now, are we going to actually see it on the field? That remains to be seen, because we don't know. We have not seen it on the field yet. We've just seen it in practices at Flowery Branch, but on paper, from a purely talent perspective, from just a personnel standpoint, this should be a win for the Falcons. I think the Steelers have way too many question marks right now, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, you don't know which Russell Wilson you're going to get. Is Najee Harris going to be the back that he was his first year? Is Cordarrelle Patterson going to have a nice little homecoming in Atlanta? What's George Pickens going to do? Is he going to blow up over the play of the quarterback that he's going to be getting? And how's that reunion going to be with Arthur Smith? So there's going to be some fun storylines there. I'm going to be at the stadium. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. But, yes, I am expecting the Falcons to win and win relatively handily. I want to call it a 10-point win. But, again, we've seen crazier things. So who knows what could happen.
All right. So we'll talk to Miles about this next week.
Yeah.
We get him back here. Hey, Miles, did you know the Carolina Panthers played their first game, regular season game, on this date? They beat the Falcons.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say
they beat the Falcons on this day.
Oh, they beat the Falcons.
Yeah, they did. That was the Carolina played their first game, regular season game, 1996 on this date, and they beat the Falcons.
I'm trying to remember if that was here
the year
or
I was
Clemson.
Born.
Pardon?
I'm trying to remember if that game was here or at Clemson. They played their first season at Clemson. They didn't have their stadium yet.
Okay. Well, there's also, if you heard that other nugget, that was the year Miles was born.
Yeah.
he didn't see much of the Olympics, I guess.
No, he missed everything.
That happened on this day. Anyway, listen, buddy, as always, thank you for getting up and joining us.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
There
you
have
Miles.
It.
Thanks,
and
man.
Good luck with your auditions moving forward. I hope it. Oh, she potted him down. Anyway, there is money flying through the air, even on this holiday weekend. I would normally take this time off, but because it has been slow, as far as the casting call, that is, it has been slow, and there are a few projects out there. But, Sam, when I tell you, I've got one on here that has a price, a payment that I've never had before.
Okay.
This is one of the, well, I've had it before. I'll just say four digits.
Okay.
But it's also, well, I'm just going to drive you there to the site.
Okay.
There is a huge AI project that is going. I know this was one of the things that the strike was about, but where it's now part of what's going on. So we're going to talk about that. Cassie
that
Taylor.
And also talk to you about the South Carolina catfish.
Well,
the South Georgia catfish.
I'm coming back for both of them stories. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. I was waiting till we heard a reason. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the first day of September. Haven't mentioned it a lot during the show, but we'll be back with you tomorrow morning. You got to hit that little button. There you go.
There we go.
We'll be with you from 6 until 10 on the actual end of summer. I guess you can call it that, right?
You can.
The official.
Yeah.
Noel threw this on for a reason. This day was special for a lot of people because they got to pay tribute to Aretha Franklin on this day. This is the date of her service, 2018, okay? And there were some things that happened on this day, but you remember that it was star-studded. It showed up at Aretha's funeral.
It went on for about 5 hours.
Yeah, and part of it is Bill Clinton was there talking. But he was there.
Chaka Khan sang a song that you figured she should have known.
Uh-oh.
But she had a fan.
Yeah, like you
with
do.
With the words taped.
What?
Inside the fan. And I was like, I'm like.
One of them church fans,
yeah,
in church?
No. But, one of them like a fan. You like, you open up a fan.
Okay,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Know, one of those fans, not the ones you get from Willie Watkins. We'll be talking about the fans.
No, I know what you're talking about. The ones you used to, the old school fans.
No, the fans, you know.
Yeah,
you
they open up, right. Yeah.
And she had one of them and had the words to the song she was singing taped to the inside of the fan.
The old trick.
I'm like, this is a song that she ought to know. But maybe she wanted to make sure she didn't make any errors, obviously.
You don't want to mess up at something like that.
Right, in that series. I'm trying to remember who was it that really just astounded people. Was it Christina Aguilera?
It was Ariana Grande.
One of the sang, and people were like amazed.
That was Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Stevie was there, and everybody knows Stevie.
Well, everybody know that, right.
Ariana Grande, it was bittersweet for her. You might have forgotten about this one part. It was actually later that day. Bishop Charles Ellis. Do you remember this story? The bishop had to make an apology. Apparently, he hugged Ariana a little bit too tight.
Oh, yeah. He's up there kind of
with he didn't really hug her, but he was...
With a greeting.
Yes, exactly.
No, he kind of cling to her a little bit there.
Well, the word that was used was groped.
Well, I don't know if he groped.
I don't believe he said so either.
He just hugged her, and it wasn't... She was ready to leave. She had done what she was going to do, except for he just wanted to, hold for a minute.
That's what they all say. I was just trying to... on this day, Bishop Charles H. Ellis III apologizes for groping Ariana Grande during Aretha's funeral service. I'm just saying. That was the word that they used.
Yeah.
But the thing about this funeral was, obviously, you can imagine, like I said, star-studded and all of that, but it was the procession that you need to go back and see if you can see pictures from. Do you remember what it was?
Mm-mm.
140 pink Cadillacs.
Okay, I heard about it. I remember seeing it.
140 pink Cadillacs. Come on, Noel.
Right, riding through the streets of Detroit.
But did we count the mink coats? Because it ain't Detroit without a mink coat either. We got to have the mink coat and the Cadillac.
It is. It's September. It's early September.
If the right event, though, the
mink. You're right, though.
The right event, the temperature does not matter.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a status symbol.
But it came 140 pink Cadillacs. That happened on this day. But here's the crazy part about it was, there was another memorial service that took place in this country on that same date for somebody who was, equally famous, but for completely different reasons. And it was held by, and pomp and circumstance was surrounding this one, too. This was the day of the John McCain funeral.
It was.
John McCain's funeral was today. So you had Clinton and Aretha's. You had Obama and George W. at John McCain's. There you go. And his daughter, wow. Meghan McCain. But that all happened on this date.
Okay.
2018 on this day. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. This is the segment I let you know about jobs as far as the show business going on, film and TV industry. And while I continue to tell you that it's been slow, and it has been. It is picking up, I will tell you that. I apologize for that little story I told on Miles' dime. I should have did that right now. But that has bothered me all week long.
Really?
Because you don't get many callbacks, man.
Yeah.
And especially because, here's the other thing, too. And I'll be honest with you about this. I got kicked to the back of the line when everything got slow. Because all the, actors. People who are really actors, I'm a day player,
mm-hmm.
but people who are actually actors are now auditioning for some of the same roles that I was. And I don't need that competition. y'all need to go back to your big roles, right?
Yeah.
Leave these other ones to me. But it's been a bigger pool of names. And so there are some jobs that I knew I should have gotten, but I'm sure the competition stepped up. And I gave it as hard of an audition an attempt on my part as I normally would. In other words, I didn't slack off. I didn't play to my level of competition. But see, now they're in the mix here. So I got to step up. So when you get a call back now, it's impressive, right? It's like, oh, I beat out some of these named dudes. And then I start this thing, and these dogs start going crazy. I mean, and of all the time for the dude to come by and start, doing the pest control around the house, it was right when they said, all right, Greg, here we go.
I thought it was a lawn guy.
It was a lawn guy. It was a pest control, whatever. It's the same thing. He's running out there on the grass. But he's around the house where they can see him.
Oh, yeah, now. And they can hear
him. And they can hear him. And I mean, they just went. And, of course, one, if it was just Jesse, it wouldn't be a problem. Jesse wouldn't have been a problem. It's a competition between the two of them. And that's what's been going on all week long. Sam, when I tell you that I have watched some things that have just cracked me up and made me think of what parents who have kids go through. There were a couple times this week where the dogs were kind of playing with each other, and they'd be out, they'd be in the living room area, and I'm in the kitchen cooking something or doing whatever, and I'm not paying attention to them. And then they came into the kitchen and started wrestling around and messing up right in front of me so that I would give them attention.
Oh, yeah, now.
It was funny as could be because Jesse wouldn't do that. I mean, I know when Jesse needs attention, but the two of them, they're, you know, out there. I'm not paying attention to them. So, okay, let's go in the kitchen and get attention from Greg and there. It really has been enlightening this week, and it's been something strange. All right, let me send you guys to 929thegame.com/castingcall or to get cast with Greg on X or for Twitter, for those of you still calling it that. I've got a fresh list of job opportunities, and there's only three casting companies that I have up here because, like I said, it is slow. It will pick back up. But for now, you can see how the casting directors are doing things a little differently to keep the doors open. Casting TaylorMade. Talked to Heather just the other day there. She's got a big project, and it is the first one. And I'm not even going to try to explain or pronounce some of these names here because, again, this is all falls under the AI umbrella. This is the first time I've done this. So, AI, they're looking for digital twins. You know what? I'm just going to send you guys there because I'm not going to try to break this. I'll sound like an idiot, more so than usual. But I will tell you that once you hit the link and go to this page, you will see that it's worth your while for those of you who would like to be a part of this. So there is a huge project. It's a casting alert under Casting TaylorMade. Big AI project, and I'm going to leave it at that. And you guys, it's a three-year opportunity, too. So you want to just follow the links, see what they want. And I'm not going to, like I said, just try to break this down and give you an understanding of it. Just go there if you are interested because, again, it'll be worth your while. Now, Casting TaylorMade is also doing Found. This is in its second season. Got a number of needs for this one, but specifically this week looking for an Hispanic grandfather.
Okay.
60s to 90s. Kind of a featured role here, so that'll pay a little bit more. You're going to be the father of one of the actors in the show. Grandfather of one of the actors in the show. So this is going to shoot this week, this upcoming week. So you want to submit to this one as quick as possible. Send this to somebody else that you know. But again, Casting TaylorMade for Found 2, looking for grandfather type, Hispanic grandfather type, 60s to 90s. Hilton Casting doing P-Valley. Now, this is one of those deals where they are looking for a number of people for an underground poker game. They got an underground poker game going on, so they need poker players. Now, here are the descriptions of the poker players. They need a pimp poker player. Just reading the breakdowns. An Asian gangster poker player.
Yeah.
Just a straight gangster.
Now, my thing is this. You're going to submit yourself. You got to dress up in character, right? Yeah, man.
Hang on a second. No.
For this role?
Again, you want, if you're going to audition, you want to dress as close as possible to the role. This doesn't necessarily have, like, how would you dress like a pimp?
Okay. Big hats with a plume.
Okay, see,
coming
then
out
you
the
never top. Get because they're,
right, right,
they're
man,
looking
which,
for
right.
a face. They're looking for a body type, and you don't know what that is. So just, I mean, you can be a little bit flamboyant, but you don't want to go too far. You don't want to come out there looking like Huggy Bear,
Why
right?
Not? I'm just saying.
I know. So anyway, Asian gangster.
What's wrong with Huggy Bear?
A gangster poker player.
Okay.
All right. I'm reading this, okay? Y'all don't call me up because I've said this before. The industry does this. They ain't trying to be PC. They need what they need when they need it. So they have one here that they are literally titled Butch Female Poker Player. That's how it's written. That's Biker poker
okay.
player and henchman.
Now, what's a henchman? What's that going to be?
You're like a tough dude. You know, just, you know, it's one of those phrases you don't, like you would say bouncer. A bouncer could be a henchman, I guess. That type of body build, you know, that type of personality. But who uses henchman anymore? Hitman? You just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just come out and say that. Maybe it's a henchman is a hitman without a gun. Maybe they just beat you up or hit you with a pipe.
Yikes.
Anyway. All this speculation is making me nervous, so let's move on before we get a call from the FCC. That is under, you will see, Hilton Casting for P-Valley. And lastly, Central Casting. They have an unnamed project. Well, it's named, but we can't say the name. I don't know why. The casting directors have their instructions from producers. This is on HBO. Are you ready for this?
What
soccer players. This is an easy one. They just need soccer players.
There's
they need
of them.
Young soccer players.
Lots of them around here.
16 and 17-year-old soccer players.
Could a team go for this?
If they're 16 and 17 years old.
If that, yeah, that's the
thing. Don't know because I don't know because I would they would say if they need a team. Because they say we're looking for a, you know, a soccer team. But I think they're putting one together. You know what this smells like? This smells like Game-Changing Films.
Yeah, there you
who
go.
Who are looking for individuals who play soccer. So this could necessarily not be a game. Maybe they actually have a team. This could be like practice for another scene. It could be various scenes where they don't need a whole team out there. But again, you'll see this central casting, unnamed series, HBO. Need real soccer players. Here's the deal. Guys and girls, any ethnicity. You got to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. I have the link on the breakdown here. But you got to own your own soccer equipment, practice clothes, cleats, etc. This is going to shoot the 9th, 10th, and the 11th. Got to be available all 3 days. So parents, get the minor's full name, date of birth, all contact information, and list soccer experience when you submit to this one. You guys got any questions about any of these, greg.clarksonodyssey.com, or just, we don't need to have him call here, right? I guess you can call me up here, 404.
Oh, you want to do that?
726-0929. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, that thing is running. I found that out. Somebody asked me if I'd seen it. I go, no, I ain't seen it. Is it out? You go, yeah, it's on Lifetime.
Well, there you go.
Or like one of those. Yeah, the rise and fall of Miss Cleo.
I had other thing, though. You talked about having the athletes and the players go in for movies. I was over at Center Park Stadium this week.
Right.
Remember I sent you the pictures?
Yes, you did.
South Georgia Catfish. It's going to be the name of a team film they were filming there. And while Georgia State is practicing, I'm looking, wait a minute, this doesn't say Georgia State.
Nope.
It said South Georgia, go fish, you know, catfish. Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole place was decked out. And then I showed you also a picture of the base camp that was not far away, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, they had a production going on over at Center Park.
That could be you. State. All you got to do is just give me the time and commit and don't go run off to all these other high school practices, and you could be in a production.
You know,
I'll get you in there in a second.
But that was cool. Just stumbled up on that. Didn't know that was happening.
And you notice it's not a name that's being used by any team in football?
Yeah.
That's by purpose. So that way they don't have to worry about paying residuals to the team or getting permission.
They had a logo and everything.
Yeah, it don't look like nothing else you've seen.
No. South Georgia Catfish.
That's on purpose. The next thing they need to do is we need to get Russ Probst on the sidelines.
For the South Georgia Catfish.
That's it right there.
Wow.
I'm working on that one. Sam and Greg, coming into the 9 o'clock hour, we got a couple guests. Dustin Long from NBC next. JR from JR Sports Brief. It is Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.